8. Halacha Aleph, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdish, an ox that belongs to an ordinary Jew, that damaged another ox that belongs to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, or Shor Shel Hegdish, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael, or an ox belonging to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash that caused a damage, that gored an ox that belonged to a private Jew, Potter. In either case, the owner of the damaging ox does not have to pay here. Shenemar, because the Pasuk specifies, Shor Reyehu, and there in Mishpatim, the Pasuk says, if an ox of one person will gore the ox of his fellow man. And here, since it's not his fellow man, it's Hegdish, it's a not two fellow men, but it's a private individual and Hegdish, there's no payment. V'chol hakotchim. Now, what kind of property of hekdesh are we talking about? V'chol hakotchim shechayovim bahem me'ila, any sanctified property for which one has to pay me'ila, as we learned in Hilchas Me'ila, one would have to bring the carbon of me'ila, then ein bahem din nizakim. In such a case, there are no monetary damages to pay. Upsulei hamukdashim, however, disqualified items that had once belonged to Hegdish or to the Mizbeach, yesh bahem din nizakim. Then the laws of damages do apply. Bein shehiziku, regardless of whether they are the ones that caused the damage, bein shehuzku, or they are the ones that received the damage. Shehare yotzu lepidyoin v'liyoysam chulam, because since they have been disqualified from their sanctity, they are now subject to being redeemed and to become unholy now, and to be used as chulin. Halacha beis. Now we give details of such cases. For instance, shlamim shehiziku, in the case of a shlamim, shlamim is a kochim kalim. In the case of shlamim, the law is that shlamim themselves, the animal and the meat of the animal, are not subject to the laws of Me'ila, as we learned in Hilchas Me'ila. Only after the blood has been sprinkled, the fats that have to be burned on them is on the altar, those fats are subject to the laws of Me'ila. So shlamim shehiziku, when shlamim, an animal that had been consecrated as shlamim, caused the damage, goiva mibsaram, and we're saying that here it's a tam, and you pay only from the animal itself, goiva mibsaram, then you can only collect from the value of the meat. You do not collect, however, from the value of the fat, and you do not make up in the meat the value of the fat. We view it as follows. We view it, for instance, if half the value of the... well, he will give an example here. So we'll give it in Halacha Gimel. Shehaymurim shal kochim kalim mayalim bahem, because the emurim, the fats that are to be burned on the altar in kochim kalim, in lesser holy sacrifices, mayalim bahem, they are subject in to the laws of Me'ila, k'moshabarnu behilchus Me'ila, as we have stated in detail in chapter 2 of Hilchus Me'ila. V'chein toida v'sheiziko, and so also a case of a toda, a thanksgiving offering that caused the damage. This offering is accompanied by various kinds of bread, as we learned in Hilchus Masei HaKarbonis. Goive mibsara, you can collect the damage only from the meat. V'eine goive min alechem habo ima, and you cannot collect the damage out of the bread that accompanies it, because the bread is not considered part of the meat. Halacha gimel v'keitzad goive, how is the do you collect out of ashlamim? Shayoichel hanizak v'chaburosay min abasa b'kedusha. What does that mean? That you give the nizak, the one who received the damage, you cannot remove it from its sanctity of shlamim, so it's sacrificed as a shlamim, but the meat is given to the nizak, to the owner of the damaged property. It's given to him as a payment, and he, plus his invited guests, are permitted to eat the meat, b'kedusha, however, only according to the laws of the sanctity of kochim. That is, they must be, those people who are qualified to eat kochim, they must be, and they must be tahor, they may not be tameh, etc. And they have to eat it only in Yerushalayim, where such meat can be eaten, keneged chatzina ezek shaloi. And he collects from the meat the value of half the damage that he sustained. V'keitzad einei goyve keneged ho'emurim, and what do we mean when we said that you do not collect from the meat to compensate for what you cannot collect from the fat. If the half a damage that he had to collect here was half a, what was a dinar, and the entire meat together with the fat was worth two dinrim, so we don't say that now take out half of it and pay the dinar. If the meat without the emurim, without the fat, the meat alone is worth a dinar and a half, then we do not say let him take two-thirds of the meat, so that from those two-thirds of the meat we will pay the full dinner that he owes. Elo chatzi habosar bilvad, he can take only half of the meat to make up that is three-quarters of a dinner. Why? Because we view it here as if the owner and Hegdish were partners in this property, and we view it that the owner owns three quarters and Hegdish owns one quarter. So the owner, Hegdish does not have to pay anything out of its share, and the owner has to pay three quarters of the damage out of his share. And so three quarters of the damage comes to two-thirds of the value of the meat. Halacha dalet, v'chein shor hefker shehizik. So also, besides the cases that we learned here, that an ox that was the property of Hegdish, if shor hefker, an ownerless ox, shehizik, that caused the damage, potter, then if someone else acquired title to the ox, he does not have to pay. Shenemar shor reyehu, because it says, and the ox of his fellow man, acheyu anechosim miyuchadim lebailim. He only has to pay from it if at the time of the damage, the injuring property belonged to a specific owner. Ketzad, an example of this case, shor hefker, an ox that was ownerless, shenogach, that gored another ox, v'koidim sheyitfei soisei hanizek, and before the owner of the damaged property could grab it and take it as compensation, bo achev ezocha, boy, some other person came and acquired ownership of it. Hareze potter, he does not have to pay anything. V'loyoid, and furthermore, Ela shoy hamiyuchad laboilim, an ox that did belong to some specific owner, shehizik, and it caused the damage, v'acha shehizik, and after the ox caused the damage, higdishayoy hifkiroy, its owner sanctified it, oy hifkiroy, or he made it ownerless, he gave up his ownership from of it, and someone else came along and acquired it. Hareza Potter, in either case, Hegdish, or the person who acquired the ownership here, Potter, does not have to pay. The only case where you have to pay is if it had a specific private owner at the time that the damage was caused, and at the time that the case came to court. Halacha hei, shor shel Yisroel, shenogach shor shel goy, an ox that belonged to a Jew, that gored an ox that belonged to a goy, bein tam bein muad, regardless of whether the ox that caused the damage was a tam, an inexperienced one, or an experienced one, potter. In either case, you did not have to pay if the damaged person was a goy. Lefi she'ein ha'goyim mechayvim es ha'adam al behem toi she'izika, because in the courts of the goyim, goyim do not make people pay when their animals cause damage, and therefore we judge them only according to their own laws. However, an ox of a goy that gored an ox that belonged to a Jew, regardless of whether it was a tam or a muad, an inexperienced or experienced, he has to pay the full damage. Why does he have to pay the full damage? According to their own laws, he has to pay nothing. Even according to our laws, he has to pay only half damage if it's a tam. Kenashu zehu lagoyim. This is a penalty that is placed on the goyim. Lefisha einam zehirim b'mitzvahs. Since the goyim are not careful about mitzvahs, the goyim do not practice mitzvahs. Ve'einam mishal misalkim hanezek, and they do not take care to prevent the damages. And if we were not to make them pay full damages when their animals caused the damage, then they would not take care of their animals at all, and they would cause damage to people's property. Shoritam Shahizik, an ox that was a tam that was inexperienced, it caused the damage. Im Machrei Hamazik Ad Shalom Amad Badin, if the one who caused the damage sold his ox before the case came to court, Afal Pishahu Im Machrei, even though the animal has already been sold, Harei Hanizak Goyvehe Manu. Nevertheless, the one who received the damage can collect from that ox. He collects it from the one who purchased the ox. V'choyze halikeach v'goyve min amazik shemach eloy. And then the purchaser of the ox has to then go ahead and collect from the one who caused the damage and sold the ox to him. Shekeven shenogach, because once the ox gored, koil yeshloy, everybody knows about it, it becomes a publicized case, and the purchaser should have known about it, should have found out about it, and should not have bought it until after the case has been settled and the damaged party has been paid. Halacha zayin, higdishei hamazik, however, if the one who caused the damage consecrated his ox, hareze muktosh. In this case, it is consecrated, kidei shelo yoimru, in order that we should not take it away from Hekdesh and give it to the one who received the owner, and people will then say, Hekdesh yoitze beloy pidyon, that they saw a consecrated object, a consecrated property, being given over for unconsecrated use without having been redeemed for money. Shechtoi, goyve mipsaroi, if the owner shechted it, the one who received the damage can collect from the meat. Nosne b'matana, if he gave it as a gift to someone, masha osa osui, his gift is a valid gift, and the one who received the gift is permitted to make use of it until the case comes to court, and once judgment is found in favor of the injured party, then the one who received the damage can collect from this ox. Halochiches, hizik, the Amad Badin, if he caused the damage and the case did come to court, the Achakach Mochroi, and after the case was judged in court, then he went ahead, its original owner went ahead and sold it, Eine Mochor, it's not sold, because it's no longer his property. Higdishoi, if he consecrated it, Eine Mugdish, it's not consecrated, Nosnei B'matona, if he gave it as a gift, Loi Osa V'loi Klum, he has not done anything. His gift is of no avail, and the recipient of the gift is not permitted to make use of it. Kadmu bali choyvis shalmazik v'tafsuhu. If other creditors of the one who caused this damage, before the one who received the damage could collect, other creditors came and seized it in satisfaction of debts that were owed to them. Bein shechav ad shaloi hizik, regardless of whether the debts here were sustained before the damage occurred, bein hizik ad shaloi chav, or regardless of whether the damage, or if the damage occurred before the debts were sustained, in either case, loi zachu, the creditors who have seized the animal do not obtain title thereto, elohanizik goyve mimenu. In any case, the one who received the damage can collect from the animal. Shafilo hoyu shal bali choyves mitchila v'hizik hareze goyve migufay. Because even if he had been the property of the creditors to begin with, hey, had he caused damage, the injured party could have collected from it. So even though they had a stake in the animal, since it was seizable property, even if it had been fully theirs, one could have taken it away from them. Halochetes, muet shehizik, an animal that's experienced and has to pay the full damage, shehizik, and it caused the damage, bein she'omad badin, bein she'loyomad badin, regardless of whether the case has come to court already or it has not come to case, v'higdishoi, and the owner consecrated it, oy mochroi, or he sold it, oy nosnei b'matan, or he gave it as a gift, oy shochtoi, or he shechted it, masha osa osui, what he has done is a valid act, and because what he has to pay is not from the ox itself, but he has to pay it out of his cash, out of his pocket, or his property, or the best of his property. Kodmu bali choyvis v'hinhiguhu, if other creditors came and they led the animal away, bein chav ad shaloi hizik, bein hizik ad shaloi chav, regardless of whether he caused the damage before, of whether the debts were sustained before he caused the damage, or he caused the damage before the debts were sustained, zachu by, the creditors have obtained title to it. Lefin she'eni mishtalin hanizak, ela min hama'ula shabim nichsei hamazik, because the one who sustained the damage, the one who received the damage, that is paid not from the body of the damaging animal, he is paid from the best of the property of the one who caused the damage. And all of his property, not specifically this ox, is considered attachable to this damage. Halacha yud, kisha bezdin is kokin likvois lanizak minichsei hamazik, when bezdin proceeds to collect from the property of the one who caused the damage, to pay to the one who received the damage, goyvin min amtaltel in tchila, first they have to look to seize movable property. V'im loy hoyu loy mitaltelin klal, if he had no movable property at all, oy shaloy hoyu loy mitaltelin keneged kol hanezek, or his movable property did not come to the value of the entire damage, goyvin hashar min akarka amula shabinichsei amazik, then the remainder of the debt is to be collected from the real estate property, from the best of it that the one who caused the damage owns. V'chosman sheyimtzu metaltelin, and any time they find movable property, and even if it's almost worthless stuff, afilu subin, even if it's a collection of bran, if they can pay the debt out of that, einis kokin lekarka, they do not proceed against real estate when there's still movable property to collect from. Halacha yudalev, meis hamazik koydim sheyishalem, if the one who caused the damage died before the payment, and Bezdin is kokin lemetaltel and shal yisoymim, then Bezdin is not required to proceed against the movable property first, the movable property of the orphans, of the heirs here, that is, ela lekarka. Then they proceed directly to real estate, v'goyvin lanizik min aziburis. But in this case, they collect for the injured party from the lowest value property, mipnesha anizik nasa kebal choyv. Because in this case, since the injured party is not proceeding against the one who caused the injury, he's proceeding against the estate, he's considered as any other creditor. And in the case of an estate here, of a deceased party, the movable property is not attachable to a creditor. If, however, the injured party had grabbed he himself had gone ahead and seized the movable property while the one who caused the damage was still living, then we can collect from them even after the one who caused the damage died. At the time of the Goinim, they decreed the following, Ligvois Baal Choiv Min HaMetaltelin, that a creditor can, in contrast to the original law of the Torah, a creditor can be permitted to seize movable property. Upashta Takonazu Bechol Bati Dinim, and this decree that they decreed has become popular among all the Bezdins, among all Jewish courts. Lefichach, therefore, now the law is that Magbin Hanizokin Min Amataltalim Shal Yesoimim, that we collect for damages, even from the heirs, from the orphans, even from their movable property. And if he did not leave over any movable property, then goyvin loy min aziburis. Only then do we collect from the lowest value of his property. Because anyone who comes to collect from the money that the orphans inherited, lo yipar elamin amiziburis, he can only collect from the cheapest of the property, kemoshe bi'arnu, as we've stated in the previous halach, in halacha yudalef, halacha gimel. The Rambam states here a general rule, ein hanizokim mishtalmin, in the case of damages, one does not pay for any damages that we have discussed here, ve'ein chayovim bekoifer, or the case of an ox that killed a human being, an ox that was a muad to kill human beings, and it killed a human being, and as we will learn later, in a later chapter, the owner of the ox has to pay a penalty for the damage here. So this penalty is not paid. Ve'ein ha-behema neheregis, or the case of an animal that killed a human being, it is to be put to death. The animal is not put to death. All of these cases do not happen ela b'raya b'rura, except when there's a clear proof that the damage occurred. Uve'edim ha-ksherim lahoyid, and if the testimony is by witnesses that are qualified to testify in court. Because I might think that in the case of such damages, the law would be more lenient. Shaloi Taimar, you might, is that you should not be tempted to say, Hoyil v'ein mitsuyim, urvois hasusim, uberepes habok v'gidris tzoin, since the only people who are usually present in the stables of the horses, or the stables of cattle, or the corrals of sheep, the only ones that are there, Eloha Avodim v'Haroyim, are slaves or shepherds, the people who, as we will learn in Hilchas Eidus, are not qualified to testify in court, v'chayotzi behem, or other such people who are not qualified to testify. So therefore, I would say that since qualified witnesses are not usually there, we should rely on the people who are there. Imeidu shabehem azu izika azu shaymin lahem. So if such unqualified people testify that this animal damaged this animal, shaymim lahem, you might want to say that we should listen to them and accept their testimony. V'meidu k'tanim oynoshim sh'odam zeh choval azeh, or if children under bar mitzvah or women testify that this person injured this person, or he idu b'shar nizokim, or they said some testimony in some other kind of damage, soimchim aleihem, we should rely on them and accept their testimony. So the Rambam states that ein hadover kein, the rule is not such, elo ein mechayvim la'olam mamin al pi edim, we never require money to be paid because of the testimony of witnesses, achayu edim haksherim la'hoyit shari duyus, unless they are witnesses who are qualified to testify in all other cases, v'yoidu, and they should testify v'yechayvu bezdin hamazik l'shalim, and only when they testify can bezdin cause the one who did the damage to pay. Halacha yudalit shoy shahoya roya al gabi hanor. If an ox was grazing next to the riverside, v'nimtza shoy harug b'tzidoy, and we found another ox that had been killed lying next to this ox that's grazing, apal pishazeh menugich, even though we see clearly that the dead animal has been gored to death, v'zem u'ad ligach, and the animal that's alive here and grazing is one that is experienced to gore other animals, or zem enushech v'zem u'ad lishach, or we see that the dead animal has been bitten, and the live animal is one that is experienced to bite other animals. Ein oimrim, we do not say biyodua shazem noshchoy, we do not say it's obvious that this one bit this one, v'zen nokchoy, or this ox gored this one. We do not go by what is obvious. V'afilu gomol ha'oicher bein hagmalim. If we know that there was a particular camel had run wild among other camels and was biting and kicking them, v'nimtza gomol harug b'tzidai, and we find now a killed camel lying next to this one, ein oimrim b'yadua shezeh harogi, we do not say it's obvious that this one killed this one. We do not go by what's obvious. Ad she'ra'uhu eidim k'sherim, only if qualified witnesses saw it and testified to the fact, then can we say that this one killed this one and the owner has to pay.